Tech with Toby on a Monday night. And Tech with Toby, we look at new technologies. We look at fun technologies. We look at useful technologies. We look at workhorses from the world of technology. Tonight is the Huawei Mate 50 Pro. What is it, before I embarrass myself?
It's a smartphone, Bruce.
Oh, well, that's a relief. I thought it was a smartphone, but with a name like that, it sounds like it should be at least a computer that can launch a rocket into space.
Well, actually, it's an interesting way of looking at it, because it is a computer. It's just a handheld computer. I mean, if you think that the computer that put humanity on the moon was like the size of a room, there wasn't even a computer software industry when that started. So, you know, the average smartphone now is extraordinary. I mean, the computer in the actual Eagle was something else, but I'm a little distracted. I may speak about that one day. So Huawei have launched their premier flagship phone, and it's very impressive. It's got some extraordinary cameras. It's got this beautiful round, array at the back where the cameras are, or the four cameras are, or the four lenses are inside a circle, I suppose, three lenses and one flash. It's got a 50 megapixel main sensor, 30 megapixel ultra wide, and a 64 megapixel telephoto sensor. Now, these combined give you extraordinary photographs, and Huawei's engineering's always been first class, Bruce, and they've shown it with this phone. It's got a 6.7 inch OLED display. Your sons will be very excited that it has the refresh rate of 120 hertz, which is what the gamers love. It's got
a refresh rate is important is that your screen doesn't shutter, doesn't hang, you don't get the wheel of death on it.
Thank God you know this, Bruce, because I was really rolling my eyes that I'd have to explain this to you and your sons would know that I had to explain this to you. So, yes, that's exactly what you
want. I'm just reaffirming my brilliance.
You want smoother video. Yes, your brilliance. Reaffirming your brilliance by letting the listeners know that it's all about smooth video. And the refresh rate is very important. It's very interesting. The people who need refresh rates are gamers and video editors. Under the hood, it's got a octa-core Qualcomm Snapdragon 8 Plus Gen 1 chipset. Unfortunately, the 4G, not the 5G. That's the hangover from the Trump era U.S. administration, and those sanctions haven't been listed. So you still get, given that the chipset's 4G, not 5G, you still get a lot more under the hood. And that's what's impressive. 8 gigs of RAM, either 256 or 512 gigs of storage. The battery's 4,700 milliamps. But what's really impressive, Bruce, is that it has a 66 watt fast charger. So you can really charge this phone very quickly. And that's part of what it is. It's the overall experience. There's been a lot of talk about Huawei not having the Google Play Store on it. They've overcome it. I have to say they've done an impressive job with their app gallery and their Petal search, and you can now find most of the apps you normally would. I only install of the major ones. I install Twitter and WhatsApp, and in review phones, obviously, I install Instagram and try a few other things out. And all of those were readily available and pretty easy to install. They even came up for an update by themselves, which has been one of the criticisms of Huawei's app gallery. So I think they've done a pretty good job of creating a separate app universe for themselves. And, you know, even though they got the 4G chipset and not the 5, they've still got a very impressive phone, which has got a 13 megapixel selfie camera. Can you believe I forgot to mention the selfie camera, Bruce? Oh my God, your son's.
But here's the thing. So often, I mean, and this is what I'm told, is that the selfie camera is not as good a camera as the camera on the other side, the flashy side with all of the lenses on it. And I'm told that this is true. And so all of these people who pose for selfies and things, in fact, are not getting the very best images of themselves because the camera isn't good enough. This one, however, is the ultimate selfie tool, is it?
It is, and in the defense of selfie cameras everywhere, I'd like to say that they generally are pretty good cameras. I mean, you know, anything above 8 megapixels is good enough plenty. To print like an A3 yeah. size. Yeah. So it allows you to crop and it allows you to zoom in and edit it. And the functionality gets more and more interesting because of course, not just having the sensors, but having the software as well. So Huawei has a whole bunch of presets you can choose, night range, night shooting and a bunch of other things. And you get very good quality images. The selfie is obviously more, you don't have a 50 megapixel plus a 13 ultra wide plus a 64 megapixel telephoto. You only have one camera, but they do include a 3D depth sensor. So it's pretty good at working out where you are. And selfie cameras by their nature are of that kind. I mean, Huawei offers some software that will allow you to kind of give yourself a bit of a Photoshop, Bruce, and make you, you know.
Excellent. No, very, very important to have that stuff. Price points, Toby, price points. Is it in the ballpark of the Apple 14 Pro, iPhone 14 Pro? Is it in the ballpark of the S22 or S23, which is the new one from Samsung? Is the Huawei Mate 50 Pro in that sort of price range? Because brand-wise, you know, when you were offered these things, Huawei isn't always one that is treated as a preference by consumers.
True, and they've been cobbled and hamstrung by the they've been hobbled and hamstrung by the Trump administration. You'll pay $25,000 for the 256 gig one and $27,000 for the 512. But what's impressive is that they give you a whole bunch of, you know, extra value if you pre-order it, a watch and a couple of other things, you know. So they find a way to build value into what you're getting with it. And it's an impressive phone, you know. It's there's not 5G everywhere. It could be one of the defensive arguments, someone would say about it yet. Does everybody use all of the speed available to them of the latest and greatest smartphone? It's not entirely sure, but they definitely use the camera, and that I think more than anything else is the thing that people choose their phones based on, that brand and, you know, the size of the screen perhaps. I mean, I think about this in terms of cars, Bruce. Like what do you buy cars in terms of? 0 to 100, you know, miles to the gallon. What are the metrics? And
is it blue?
Is it blue? Yeah, you know.
That's all.
I asked my late father once. He said, I bought a new car. So I said, what kind? And he said, a white one.
What a guy. He had priorities right, you see. But Toby, I mean, it's so interesting to see how these guys, and it's a constant competition. It's the minuscule improvements time after time. Each one of these devices comes out slightly better than the last time when it came in. And we don't utilize the functionality of these things nearly enough. You know, you watch a video, watch a movie, maybe you edit your own video once, zoom into a picture and edit it, make it look better once. I mean, the vast majority of us, once we played
speak for yourself.
I'm speaking about most people. I'm not speaking about us.
You know, I don't know. I watch youngsters do everything on their phones. You know, I'm always watching. I've been saying for years, if you want to see the future of technology, watch a teenager. See how they interact with technology. They'll show you what the kind of native ways of dealing with technology are. I mean, I think it's innate in a younger generation. They see the technology. They don't have preconceptions about how it works and what it does. Why in my youth, Bruce, my late father used to love telling the story about how my parents bought a microwave. I must have been about 7 or 8 and I came home and they were trying to program it in the kitchen and I walked in and went, you do this and that and whatever. Anyway, my father told the story very proudly, as Jewish fathers are, for a good, you know, 30 years until eventually I said to him, Dad, you know, it's not really that impressive. It's like programming the microwave, you know, it's not so good. No, anyway.
There are some things in the world. Microwave and hotel remote controls. Why they have so many damn buttons, who knows? Anyway, Toby Shepshack, thank you, as always. Toby Shepshack, the chief at Stuff Studios, he is reviewing this evening the Huawei Mate 50 Pro, the latest device offering from Huawei with brilliant features, one or two small restrictions, and at the price point comparable to the latest that Samsung and Apple have got to offer.